This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is hour number two. And this is Lock and Load, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. The ergonomics that you get with these, they change the game. They change the game. They change the way the rifle feels. They change the way the impulse feels when you're shooting the gun. That's what makes it worth going with Boyd's Gunstocks. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, if the results of any investigation are only as good as the data that they use to come to the conclusions of the investigation, then the recent investigation into the Las Vegas massacre should be one for the record books at the bottom of the list. Predictably, Sheriff Joseph Lombardo reiterated the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department's preliminary findings in the final report. One and only one shooter, Stephen Paddock, was responsible for the carnage and the deadliest mass shooting in modern American history. Other possibilities, including shooters at other locations on or near the Las Vegas Strip, he dismissed. But let's ask some questions if we can. Now, I don't care how good a muzzle device you have. When you're firing a weapon in the dark, you're going to have a muzzle flash. Where was the muzzle flash with all of those rounds? The report discusses weapons fired during the event. It does not mention recorded imagery of muzzle flash from the 32nd floor window where Paddock was determined to have carried out this rampage killing spree. Muzzle flashes from weapons like the AR is one of the key indicators of a shooter location, particularly in the thermal infrared, a region of the electromagnetic spectrum extending beyond the range of the human eye. And according to the report, Paddock used a total of 13 weapons during the shooting, not including the pistol with which he killed himself. Even if some weapons were flash suppressed, the incessant, continuous violent barrage from a location should have produced some flashes whose signatures were captured on video, even on the cell phone camera videos taken by many individuals on the ground. Especially those, because camera phone sensors are becoming better and better. FBI forensic experts determined that some of the weapons have been loaded with tracers, making a signature more likely to be seen on imagery. No discussion of flash or tracer signatures appears in the documents. The good news is that the LVMPD, the infrared camera deployed on the night of 1 October, appeared to be working properly, clearly showing the broken windows on the 32nd floor. When it was recorded, but the imagery was recorded and it's left to the imagination as no timestamps appear on the video. And timestamps are very important. Where are the witnesses to this? One of the interesting parts about this is the officers deployed in response to the crisis. Personnel in one helicopter, Metro Air 5, were able to determine that there appeared to be shots coming from an elevated position on the east side of Mandalay Bay. How did they determine that? Did they see muzzle flashes? Did they hear gunshots? While the crew did not observe broken windows at the time, What time was that? Due, they believe, to reflections off the building's side, they did note several possible firing locations: the upper roof, the foundation room balcony, and the lower casino roof. They then worked to clear the upper roof first, along with the foundation room balcony. It is reasonable to assume, then, that to clear in this context means to direct people away from specific locations. But why were people present on the hotel's upper roof during a shooting event rather than seeking cover inside? And who exactly had access to that? Mandalay Bay is composed of 43 floors. Paddock's suite on floor 32 was in the lower segment, floors 1 through 34. Floors 35 through 39 are managed by the Four Seasons Company, whose major shareholders are Saudi Prince Alawid bin Talal and Bill Gates. Floors 40 through 42 contain penthouse suites, and floor 43, oddly number 63, is the aforementioned foundation room with a restaurant and lounge. Guides on that level had a bird's eye view of the tragedy unfolding, yet their witness statements do not appear among those documented by the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, which focused on hotel employees, police officers, and the Paddock family members. Why not? Where are the people? Nobody saw this happening with tracers. Where are all the cameras? Metro Air 5 later left this scene to respond to reports of a shooter in New York, which it determined to be unfounded. Then they returned to the Tropicana to investigate another call, but saw no sign of disturbance. Those are hotels in Las Vegas. The air crew may not have known that the reported shootings occurred inside the properties and lounges and casinos. More than 500 911 calls appeared on the records on that night. The table that shows all of these includes several links to audio files, offers a template that a thorough investigation might have followed before dismissing calls as unfounded. But, I mean, when you look at it, taking everything into consideration, we have no muzzle flash imagery. We have no statements from key witnesses, and there's no camera video. And listen, Las Vegas, if you've never been to Las Vegas, when they get out and they say, it's a town that never sleeps, they're not kidding. They are not kidding. At any given time, you can walk around in your hotel, especially if you go into the casinos, and the casinos are busting 24 hours a day. The stores are busting 24 hours a day. One business there that absolutely had to be killing it was Walgreens. The Walgreens in Las Vegas has they have a gourmet food section, a beer and wine section, a designer clothing section. But where were all the cameras? When I was there, when I was in Las Vegas in January, when I go back this coming January, I was doing setup shots for all the video that I was shooting. I would film some downtown, and I would film some various places on the Strip. And you don't really need headlights when you're driving down the Las Vegas Strip because it is so well lit. But where were all the cameras when this was happening? Mandalay Bay, the way he was firing, by the way, was actually headed away from the Strip. So that may have something to do with it. Anybody that's ever gone from Las Vegas proper and headed to Kern County Airport, when you look out across the field and you see the Luxor and Mandalay Bay, that is the line of sight that he was firing from. So that may have a little bit to do with it, but there's still a whole lot of stuff out there. You can see all of the helicopter flights and everything happening out there all the time, all day long, all night long. And, I mean, it literally never, ever, ever sleeps. A person can make a whole lot of money in Las Vegas just working, you know, driving for Uber. All kinds of money for that. So it is a never-sleeping town. So a lot of things missing from this. And the key things that you and I always look for to try to figure out, how can this not happen again? How do we prevent this kind of a rampage killing from happening again? None of that data is present. And that sort of creates a problem, at least for me. So the investigation there has concluded. The problem is that the data set that they used to get to that conclusion is not complete. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. All right. That's not what I wanted. Here's what I wanted. Now, last April, in Illinois, two Illinois counties, Iroquois and Effingham, kicked off the movement to create gun sanctuary counties to oppose what many residents felt are oppressive laws that curtail Second Amendment rights. Since then, more rural areas have caught on to the idea. Now, mind you, that is extra legal for them to do that. It may butt up against their own state constitution, but at the same time, this is also in the era where we have sanctuary cities for immigrants. So illegal immigrants can live there and not worry about being caught or detained or any of that other stuff. So these guys are just using that template to create Second Amendment right sanctuaries and counties. Now, this made national headlines, and it sparked a debate about the legality of these maneuvers. And I'll tell you right now, it's probably not legal at all. As legislators continue to seek new restrictions on gun ownership, more counties are using this as a measure, as a symbolic check against the state. Now, this started in Illinois, where Chicago basically sets the tone for the rest of the state. So it doesn't surprise me that these counties outside of Chicago, Illinois actually probably has a bad rep, you know, if the truth be known. Illinois probably has a bad rep as far as being gun-friendly just because of Chicago. Like, New York State has a bad rep because of New York City. California has a bad rep because of all of their big cities. So some critics have pointed out that these ordinances lack real teeth, but they may prove to be a rallying cry for gun rights advocates in traditional leftist states. Now, here's the other thing about these places. Everybody I know looks at the sheriff as the preeminent law enforcement guy in his area of jurisdiction, much more so than any police chief, because the sheriff is elected by people. He has a Sanford election. He's not an appointee. A appointee, like a police chief, normally mirrors whatever the administration's political slant is, if you understand what I'm saying. So these resolutions are an attempt to oppose repression imposed by the urban legislators, and they're flipping the script by taking a stand in favor of gun rights. And these resolutions were a clear response to large cities like Chicago, who've declared themselves sanctuary cities that will disregard federal efforts to remove immigrants. Gun sanctuary counties are taking a similar approach, enacting resolutions that say law enforcement can disregard Illinois law that the county deems are oppressive regarding firearms rights. One-third of the counties, not quite one-third, but 30 of Illinois' 102 counties have passed resolutions creating gun sanctuaries. In addition to the two counties that initiated the movement, the other counties are Henry, Mercer, Woodford, Tazewell, Ford, Iroquois, Brown, Douglas, Christian, Shelby, Cumberland, Clark, Bond, Fayette, Effingham, Jasper, Clay, Clinton, Washington, Monroe, Perry, Jefferson, Wayne, Perry, Franklin, Hamilton, White, Saline, Pope, and Hardin. Yang's all here. At least 12 other counties have resolutions pending, while two additional counties will put the measures to a vote in November. That will be 14 more. Then they will be at more than a third. Passing a gun sanctuary resolution is not without controversy, as officials in Clark County temporarily tabled the move for a month to allow the state attorney's office to review its legality. Then Clark County approved the resolution in June. Now, the passage of these resolutions supporting the Second Amendment raises the question of their constitutional legality. But like I said, they're just playing off of the idea of sanctuary cities where law enforcement officials have been directed by local officials to not cooperate with immigration officers in order to protect immigrant rights. So gun sanctuary resolutions take a similar approach. Gun advocates say that they also deserve protection from increasing restrictions on gun rights, along with the disregard from legislators who disregard the rights and needs of those citizens outside of the city limits. This puts a bit of pressure on the LEOs in Illinois sanctuary counties. They're not sure how they'll deal with issues that may arise if additional laws are passed in the state limiting gun owners' rights. Some of the resolutions indicate that law enforcement will give gun owners who are violating the state's new laws a break in their counties. In this way, the gun sanctuaries set up conflicts between state and local laws. But it remains to be seen how these resolutions will be enforced, as state laws typically take precedence. They preempt any local or county law. But then the question becomes, is this going to be a trendy thing? Is this going to become something we're going to see? Gun rights advocates across the United States seem to be responding to the Second Amendment right restrictions passed by legislatures in the wake of the Portland, Florida school massacre. So in addition to the movement in Illinois, you got gun rights advocates in four Oregon counties that have sanctuary resolutions on the books, and another 10 are expected to have voters decide this issue in November. This is actually sort of brilliant. It's brilliant if it becomes litigated. I need to get Stephen on the show again, Stephen Stambolia, and just ask him his opinion of how this would work if they do this and flip the script, and then somebody says, you can't do this, and then somebody says, well, then why can we have sanctuary cities for immigrants? That's the kind of thing Stambolia would love. He would love that. But I digress. I think that's pretty cool, and I think it's pretty funny at the same time, because this is something that these guys probably are not prepared to deal with. They don't know how to handle it. Defiance is never something that anybody knows how to handle, especially a leftist. So when the leftists come up against it, butt up against it, well, that's just the way it is. They get upset about it, but that's all good. It's all fine is wine, I guess you could say. Speaking of fine, when we get back, we're going to talk about my favorite gun grabber, Diane Fine Frankenstein, and just talk about some of the stuff that she has, she got going on right now. Because she has disgraced herself more so than she's ever done before. The gamesmanship is so on display. So that's when we get back. This is Lock and Load. Weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News.
Today, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in Saudi Arabia meeting with the King and Prince to discuss the disappearance of a Washington Post journalist at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. Both the King and Prince have denied any knowledge of the disappearance, but President Trump told Fox Business if it ends up that they did know something, it's not good.
Depends whether or not the king or the crown prince knew about it. If they knew about it, that would be bad.
Meanwhile, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is no fan of the Saudi prince.
This guy is a wrecking ball. He had this guy murdered in a consulate in Turkey, and to expect me to ignore it, I feel used and abused.
The death toll from Hurricane Michael continues to rise as 32 people are now confirmed dead. There still are people that are missing, and missing persons reports have been filed for them. Nearly 137,000 Florida customers remain without power in the Panhandle region. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Now, I said I was going to talk about Feinstein. We'll get to that in the next segment if we can. I want to talk about this real quick. I meant to do this yesterday, and of course I wasn't here, and I apologize for that. I've got the mold thing happening, lungs, throat, all that other good fun stuff. So anyway, now Ringling Brothers closed their tents last year after a 100-plus-year run. The new circus, replacing the last generation of clowns and freaks, has to be called, without a doubt, the United States Senate. They've been dubbed the greatest deliberative body, but now they've now become a cross between a Jerry Springer show and a teenage mean girl's slumber party, at least in my opinion, anyway. Rather than taking direction from the U.S. Constitution, they're now, you know, Senate is now a government version of Big Brother. In this show, a group of contestants live together, isolated from the outside world, conspiring and harassing and bullying each other in order to be the last true standing, taking home the grand prize. Now, the Constitution clearly spells out the role of the Senate in selecting Supreme Court justices. Article 2 dictates that the president shall nominate and by and with the advice of the consent of and consent of the Senate shall appoint judges of the Supreme Court. Advice and consent means the senators can provide input, question nominees about their future role as a Supreme Court justice, then vote to approve the nomination. Typically, presidents are given deference to make nominations, reference the Republicans during Obama's terms, and as long as such nominees are not clearly unqualified to confirm those nominees to the court, unless you're Elena Kagan. Nominees are usually confirmed without much fanfare, even those who are ideologically out of the mainstream, like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, confirmed 96-3. Obama's two nominees were confirmed, but by a closer margin. Elena Kagan, 63-37, Sonia Sotomayor, 68-31. Enter Donald Trump, and advice and consent yields to blatant partisanship. His first Supreme Court nominee, Neil Gorsuch, sweep by 54-45. His current nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, is the star attraction in the new reality show, not featuring housewives, but instead the real obnoxious senators of Washington, D.C. The current antics with Kavanaugh and the out-of-the-blue accusations of a drunken grope session dating back to high school are more appropriate on Big Brother, rather than the Senate Judiciary Committee. But that won't stop the Democrat senators from using the opportunity to virtue signal to their base. And this is great fundraising and make complete asses of themselves. Then we really go a different direction. When the smears against Kavanaugh aren't adequate to derail his confirmation, then we can always go to the opinion poll. From MSNBC, more Americans oppose the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court than support it. See, they've already determined in MSNBC he's guilty of something as charged, and they published a poll aimed at the squishy Republican senators, giving them an excuse to vote against Kavanaugh's confirmation, joining the monolithic Democrats. The poll's purpose is to say that Americans hate Kavanaugh, just as other polls say the same about Trump. Let's take a look at the poll, shall we? It's an NBC News Wall Street Journal survey of 900 registered voters, not likely voters, who are only a small fraction of registered voters, many of whom will not turn out to vote, especially in non-presidential elections. What did these registered voters say when asked to rate your feelings toward Judge Kavanaugh? 27% had a positive impression, while 30% had a negative impression. Within the margin of error for the poll, over a quarter of those surveyed had no idea who he even was. Welcome, low-info voters. Most had never heard of him until this nomination. Circuit court judges are not exactly, you know, celebrities. Once nominated, he received a barrage of negative press, and after all, he was nominated by Trump, who himself receives over 90% negative media coverage. The Hill declared Brett Kavanaugh is a threat to women, workers, and the environment. The New York Times, the Kavanaugh accusation is dangerous for the pro-life movement. Fortune, why Brett Kavanaugh is a huge threat to minority rights. I couldn't find any that outlines his threat to children and pets, but I'm sure that there's some of those out there. But you get the point. Just like the coverage of Trump, Kavanaugh news is all negative all the time. Now, if you're not a political and news junkie, few know who Kavanaugh is. And if they only get their news from CNN or NBC, they would have heard nothing other than Kavanaugh is a reprobate pig on par with Donald Trump. Of course, they would have a negative impression of him. When they were asked if they support or oppose his nomination, he has 34% support. That's higher than Gorsuch, Elena Kagan, and Sam Alito before their confirmations. But don't expect MSNBC to tweet out that factoid. But here's the thing about this. And listen, as with most of these polls, they oversample Democrats. In this particular poll, Democrats represent 44%, Republicans only 36%, an 8-point difference, and certainly enough to flip a 3-point differential in positive, negative feelings about Kavanaugh. And this is just, the sole purpose of this is not to reflect opinion, but to shape it. It's propaganda. Polls are another weapon in the Democrat playbook against the Republicans and their agenda, whether winning the midterms or filling a Supreme Court vacancy. It's not aimed at voters, but instead at the supposed moderates like Flake and Corker. If NBC convinces them the public hates Kavanaugh, that provides them a fig leaf of cover to vote against his nomination. As the vote will be on party lines, a couple of GOP defections torpedo the nomination, which in turn will depress GOP midterm turnout. They know this. GOP knows this. McConnell definitely knows this. If Republicans can't confirm an eminently qualified jurist to the Supreme Court, as they bumble through the gauntlet that is the Democrat Party and their dirty tricks and they're changing the goalposts, and why bother returning them to majority status in Congress, right? And that is what is really on the line here. Not Kavanaugh. He's just the guy in space in the you know, standing in that point. If Democrats win the Senate, Gorsuch will be Trump's last nominee, even if he serves two terms. Who's going to stop him? Paul Ryan? McConnell? McConnell impresses me still a little bit. But the Democrats are laying tripwires for Republicans to bungle the nomination and make their base mad and scuttle their chances of keeping control of Congress. All of that might hold a little bit of sway if it weren't for the fact that all of this was on TV. And a lot of the left are getting out there saying out loud, this is a travesty. This is the thing the Democrats don't get, because this will happen again. This will happen to them. This will happen to them. It will get turned against them, just like everything they've done in the past when they were in charge has been turned against them now. So here's the other thing. It's never been about polls. Supreme Court nominees, opinion polls mean nothing on Supreme Court nominees. They have nothing to do with me or you. The Supreme Court nominees are picked by the president, whoever the president is. In this case, it's Trump, and he's picking Kavanaugh, and I want him to have Kavanaugh. And then I want Ruth Bader Ginsburg to quit. But opinion polls, forget it. Forget it. That's not what this is about. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
That? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Now, I don't know if I've ever told you this, but the highest end Boyd gun stock, which is comparable to anything out there, if not superior, is cheaper than anything you're going to find out there. If you're looking to have that personalized firearm, that personalized feel, that personalized look, they will work with you. You can pick your finish. You can pick your wood. You can pick your shape. And then you can build the gun that you have always envisioned. And they have it right there waiting for you. Go check them out at BoydsGunstocks.com. Now, this political gamesmanship that we see going on right now with Kavanaugh, this should show everyone out there the desperation of the Democrats and how low they're willing to go with this. In this ploy to regain the power she believes to rightfully belong to the Democrats, Feinstein trots out this 36-year-old story regarding drunken teenagers. In recent years, a party once on the ascendancy has declined in power, prestige, and popularity. When Obama was elected, everybody thought that there would never be another Republican anything again. Now, with the Ford Kavanaugh accusations, they have lost all semblance of integrity as well. There is a subgenre, a political junkie out there, that observes Supreme Court hearings, and they've looked at them ranging from Robert Bork to Clarence Thomas, and they were all expecting something like this. But what should be surprising is that the accusation against Kavanaugh came from Dianne Feinstein, Her career has endured based to a large extent on an undeserved reputation for integrity and principle. And her fabulously wealthy husband's millions have helped with that. So her release of the Christine Ford allegations against Judge Kavanaugh should forever put to rest any idea that this woman has any level of ethics or respect for our constitutional system. Her actions are worthy of being censured for withholding information from the committee. Unfortunately, the Republicans lack the requisite spherical objects to do so, but they should do it anyway. The incident was known to DeFi back in, July. They knew about it back in July. So she kept quiet, holding that, sandbagging like it was their ace up her sleeve, and we can only guess her reasons for this, and two possibilities spring to mind. First, she was holding on to it for the purpose of throwing a monkey wrench into the system to either destroy Kavanaugh or delay the process. The former would be her ideal. The latter would serve a similar purpose, though not as direct. The second possibility, and the one that bears closer scrutiny, is that she did not believe the story or felt it was a gambit that didn't have a whole lot of credibility, and due to a lack of witnesses and the passage of time. The thing about the SCOTUS Supreme Court hearings is that the Democrats always play hardball, and the Republicans always come and play slow pitch. Two presidential aspirants on the Democratic side garnered a great deal of attention. Senator Kamala Harris, the junior senator from California, cross-examined Kavanaugh like a prosecutor trying to break a defendant. Of course, Kavanaugh is a better jurist than she is, and he held strong, and when push came to shove, Harris showed she had nothing and gamely tried to say what dignity she had left. Then, from New Jersey, we got the very often angry Cory Booker. His outrage was worthy of Oscar consideration, and not a win, but the Oscars have a low threshold for quality acting when it comes to throwing out undeserved nominations. When Booker's I am Spartacus moment turned into an I am Dukakis in a tank moment, his time in the sun was over and Kavanaugh looked like a shoe-in. But desperation causes people to act in ways counter to their original thinking. The greater the desperation, the lower the bar of integrity. And, you know, it's going to continue to sink. This brings us back to DeFi. Now, regarding conservatives on the bench, the only thing Democrats fear more than a strong, intellectually brilliant, and influential conservative like Bork or Gorsuch would be that of conservative it were a minority like Thomas, and better to destroy these people at any price than to have their ideology influence others. Kavanaugh is the intellectual they fear. See, the Democrats fell prey to their own little game when they didn't get to have Merrick Garland. They think Gorsuch occupies Garland's seat. The level of desperation was high, and the integrity, never their strong suit to begin with, began to sink even lower. But Kavanaugh's adult life was unblemished. The 36-year-old allegation against a 17-year-old boy suddenly became worthy of a second look. At some point in time, Fine Frankenstein came to the conclusion that putting a flimsy allegation forward was worth the risk, and would also play well to the folks back home who have abandoned her as not being leftist enough. And we've all seen the results. Her decision has taken political theater to a whole new level. And the outcome regarding Kavanaugh is still pending. But there are conclusions that I'm coming to right now with regards to these actions taken by Feinstein and the others. And, you know, they're both reprehensible and not worthy of a person in the holding a position of senator. Right. I remember when Barbara Boxer was still a senator, and she would admonish generals and admirals to call her senator. Right. It's a lofty thing to be a senator. Just ask John McCain. These senators that are there, that you're looking at them, and you know they're high 70s, mid 80s, whatever they are, their time has sunset. these senators need to fade into the sunset. Feinstein could live her remaining days living off of her husband's wealth, but she has not taken the hint sent her way when the Democratic Party of California refused to give her an endorsement. Now, due to California's unusual primary system, the voters have two choices for the Senate seat currently occupied by the octogenarian Feinstein, both the Democrats. DiFi is one, and the other is Kevin DeLeon. Excuse me, a man who's to the left of DiFi, dwelling in the Bernie Sanders and occasional Cortex wing of the party. So Feinstein has a very comfortable 20-point lead, and she's sailing toward an easy win. The Republican voters will reluctantly either cast their vote for her or sit that one out, letting the chips fall where they're going to go. And doing so is not going to send any messages or accomplish any worthy goal. But a proposal that might be worth considering would be to vote for Kevin DeLeon, which is the craziest thing I've ever thought I would say. But there's a thousand reasons not to like his politics, but that's not what this is about. This is not politics. The voting record of a Senator DeLeon will match the votes cast by Feinstein. So that being the case, they are in essence a distinction without a difference. DeLeon will also have the benefit of demonstrating to the nation just how far left the Democrats have gone. If you want to play the purely political game. So far left extremists like Pelosi and Waters have been a recruiting gold mine for the conservatives. DeLeon has the potential to carry that red banner into the future, one that will soon be devoid of the current occupants of the rest home wing of the party. That's the only way I can possibly think where you would sit there and justify to yourself how to justify voting for a man whose politics are the exact opposite of the idea of conservatism. But that is the game of politics. I'm glad I don't live in California. I don't know how I would handle that temptation. DiFi needs to go. Kevin DeLeon doesn't need to be there either, but you know. You got to take one at a time. You got to do the first one first. We got hour number three inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.